door, and I have lived in Over the Rhine 52 years. My mom and dad moved to the west side of Over the Rhine in 1962. And by the grace of God, they were able to buy a home, 5 rooms, and they had, well, my sister was born the day we moved in. Mm-hmm. And she's 52 this year. And we learned to live. We lived in a community that was diverse at that time. I grew up, I had white friends, Linda Burden, Tommy Sizemore. I grew up in a neighborhood that was diverse at that time. And we worked with each other because there was nothing else to do but work with each other. Mm-hmm. From the West End to Over the Rhine, and I'm going to say it, and people don't like to hear it, but I always, when people don't measure up with other people, then you push them out, but I call it hurting. And that's the way I see it, because when you don't fit in a classification, economically, socially, then you are the undesirables. You are the invisible ones. You are the ones that people don't want to take value in. And so people from the West End came, African Americans came to the side, took Over the Rhine, seeking a new life, trying to get over the urban renewal that had happened, being displaced. And still, it was a struggle, because at that point in time, I was a little bitty type, but we came in where other people didn't want you. So it's always been a struggle. But I'm here to say, I work at Rothenburg School for 12 hours a day. I'm a volunteer, lead volunteer in the morning at a parent center. And then I work in the after school program. But I tell you all, our kids, I'm worried about them. My kids were blessed with people like Bonnie Newmont, Sister Brenda, Carrie Johnson. And we had the people that was here that fought in this neighborhood, who invested in the babies that were here. So you could be white, you could be black, you could be Mexican, you could be anything. If you were a child, you were invested in. Right now, we work with kids in Rothenburg, and we wonder about the investment that we're trying to make, because right across the way, where a basketball court that is quiet, where people can meet, where the kids can come and play, it's looked at another piece of property, land. But what about the babies? Mm-hmm. What about the babies that are already here? And nobody has brought us to the table. I've lived here 52 years. I don't know who 3DCD is. Nobody's come and knocked on my door. Nobody said, what do you see in your neighborhood that I could pair with you and we can make something better happen? But because I work for my $8 an hour at Rothenburg School in the after school program, I don't fit the design. But I do fit the design, because each one of you all, I see wealth in. That's what my wealth is about. It's not about in the almighty dollar. But what about the kids at Rothenburg, because Washington Park was taken, Heberty Bloom was taken in the West End, when they took Washburn and did. What about those babies? Right now, we have 421 babies. What about the investment? When every day it's been told your basketball court is going to be torn down for $700,000 homes, which their parents can't come up with the $70 when it get hard for the rent. Why aren't they important? And I want to say, there's room at the table, but nobody's meeting nobody. I've met nobody in my neighborhood now. I had people that when I came out my door, I knew who they were. Now, okay, the drug dealers and robbers and killers, I know more people that live, that came to my neighborhood that didn't live in my neighborhood, but they made their business there every day. They sold their drugs there every day, and then when they went to their suburban homes at night and laid on their silk sheets. And they came back to my hood in the morning to sell their drugs again. So what I'm saying is, let's make room at the table. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time to really talk. I want this to be an opening. I hope everybody will come back. We need to get to know each other. If you're not connected and you think that you are above what's already here, I'm here to tell you, mm-hmm. it will collapse. It will collapse. I don't care about your study job. I don't care about your six-digit figure job or whatever, your income, because you're human. Life will show up and it'll show out. And we don't come to a common ground and can sit at the table with each other. With the differences and indifferences that we have, then everybody will collapse. We have no reason to be angry, and we're not angry, but we're very disappointed that we weren't brought to the table. We're very disappointed that nobody knocked on the door. We're very disappointed nobody called and said, there's a meeting about you. Mm. Decisions have been made for us. We didn't make them ourselves. Mm. Now you talk about land and the redestruction of it, the reconstruction of it, and I'm talking about people. Mm. How do you groom a person that you won't even contact? How do I get to look at you and see what you need? But you decide what I need. Mm-hmm. I spend 12 to 13 hours as a school every day because those are our jewels in Over the Rhine. But people sit at the table every day and talk about land, yes, and buildings, and those babies don't matter. Well, they do matter. Mm-hmm. Because this, out of the time that I spend here, I have 9 kids. I have a financial advisor. I have 2 techs that do dialysis. I have a construction worker. You know, I have a laborer. I have a daughter that's going back to school to be a paraprofessional. I have it across the board, but you know how I got it? I got it because of a neighborhood that was knitted together. Mm. With a little bit of everybody and a village that was willing to invest in my children and seeing them as somebody. There are many people that have lived in Over the Rhine and nobody know how they've climbed up. They've climbed up because the little ladies that fought for this place, mm-hmm, made it possible for this place to exist and to come here, to go to camp, to be able to play the piano, to be able to play steel drum band, to be able to see yourself outside of your community. But at the same time, why I can't come back to my community and be a building part of that block. Mm. But because I haven't been brought to the table, I'm not worthy. Mm. Because I'm not in your income bracket. And because maybe the silver spoon has not touched my tongue, then I'm not able to be at that table. But I'm telling you all, there's got to be a change in how we are doing things as a people. And we all are people. We all are human. Somebody could run by and cut everybody in here, everybody gonna bleed red. Unless we get green, then we know what we're talking about. Then we need to talk. But I'm telling you all, I have been so very blessed and Over the Rhine. My children's played on the street. I was homebound for 10 years. And I was able to get back out. And I'm back out here. And I'm working. And I am value added. And I am somebody. And I am a part of the wealth of Over the Rhine. And I deserve to be able to sit at the table and meet the people that come and that want to move next to me, but that will walk past me. Mm-hmm. You move in here, you don't say nothing. You walk past with your animals and you won't speak. We have problems, people. Mm-hmm. We have problems. I look and I see African Americans who look me in my face and look like I'm 14 karat crazy. You can't speak? But because of your doctorate degree or your college degree, that makes me not a person. We got to stop it on all levels, not just here in Cincinnati. We are the last part of the tipping pot, really, because it's all across the nation where this has happened. Not only in Cincinnati, but it is a road of destruction when people ignore other people. When you come in and build over top of people and refuse to even say, hi, how are you doing? How long have you been here? What would you like to see? How can I come together with you? How can we mesh this? How can we combine our thoughts? How can we improve this I want to become a part of this neighborhood. How can I link with you? None of that has been done. We have been deemed undesirable. They don't know how to live. Now we're just built over top of them and show them how it's done. But I want to tell you, flowers, bake shops, and all the other stuff, it won't fix it up. Mm-hmm. We're a mess as a human race, and until we really get our act together and we really start talking with each other, be uncomfortable, because I be uncomfortable a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Be uncomfortable. But we got to become uncomfortable and start dealing with our biases and why we feel the way we feel about each other. This is ridiculous. Okay, we had our grunts, we had our but we also had our vets. Everybody want to talk about what Over the Rhine was it? Well, when the vets came home from the Vietnam War, nobody worried about them going to Washington Park then, as long as they stayed out of everybody's hair. Mm. There's a lot of responsibility here people need to look at. Nobody dealt with those men when they came home. So you go, you get your liquor, you get your drugs, you get whatever, because there's nobody here to take care of you. There's a lot of reasons, but I want to tell y'all something. I hope to be here, to be a part of meeting with people, to be uncomfortable, to get to a solution where all of us can come to the table. And I don't know if somebody in here from 3C, what is it, 3D, 3C, DD, whatever, but I'd like to meet you. I don't know who you are, but I know you're me. You make decisions for me. And I need to know who you are. Because I want to know, when is it that I got to the point I could make a decision for myself. Mm-hmm. I've been able to raise 9 kids. I've been able to be in a village that helped me raise my 9 kids. When I was homebound, I had a village that took care of my babies. I had principals and teachers and IAs and everything that helped my babies. They shaped them and helped me in my hour of need, which was 10 years. I didn't know nobody from 3CDC then. You understand what I'm saying? I still don't. But what I want to know is, how is it that you just overlook a people that are already here? Anywhere you go, anything you want to do, you come alongside somebody. And you say, hey, I think I want to, you know who owns that building over there? But tell me something about this neighborhood. How could I come in and be a part? How could I come in and establish myself alongside you? And how can we work? How can we make this be a viable neighborhood? The diversity that everybody says here, I don't know, this last 2 or 3 years, what diversity? I live on 13th and Pendleton. I come out my house, they looking at me like I'm on crutches. I'm trying to get to work just like you try to get to work. But you can't even speak. You're locking car doors, but you hear. You understand what I'm saying? You locking car doors, you moving, why are you here? If I go to Indian Hills, believe me, I'm gonna let everybody, I'm here, my name's Jordan. Yeah, I like to know about, you know, how y'all do what you do. Mm-hmm. But I don't go there and drop the bomb and then expect that everything's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. You can't take the strength of a people and bury it. You can't take the strength of a people and bury it. We are here. I am here. I am worthy. All the people in this neighborhood are worthy. But we deserve the knock, the call. Hey, would you like to go get a cup of coffee at Caldi's or whatever, you know? I don't know where they go now, because I don't go nowhere now. I don't I don't go nowhere now. You know what I'm saying? How can I spend my dollars when I know that I could be out in a day or so? You know what I'm saying? But I trust God that He's going to continue to strengthen us up and hold us and maybe bring about a new day of how we do things. I believe that we are on the last, we are the last on the list in the nation that are really making these changes. I've went to other cities and I see how they had their poor. I see how they had the ones they don't consider important. We are important. We're more than brick and mortar. We're more than brick and mortar. We all are important, but we all need to link. We all need to speak. I get tired of coming out on my crutches and, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, what? I live here. I live, breathe, eat, and do all the other things. You understand what I'm saying? I got stressors, just like everybody else got stressors. And yes, I love my 8-hour job. That's my wealth. That's my wealth. That's my giving back to my community. Because those babies at Rothenburg, the 421, they are important. They're supposed to be our diamonds. But we have people here that don't even know what Rothenburg is or who the diamonds are and not worried about them. We want to knock the basketball court down. There are babies that go there. They play. They're active. We have babies that are going up there, they're doing things. We have a boy by the name of Derek Jones, live right next door, getting ready to come out of college, going straight to Ohio State, but nobody knows that. I have 6 college graduates. Nobody knows that. You know? Because we're all, they don't have anything going on. We got a lot going on, but we've had to fight for what we got going on. And we deserve to be respected. And we deserve to be met. And have a seat at the table. We just want to sit at the table and just come and know, get to know who we are. And make it available and quit telling everybody this is a diverse community, because it is not. Not right now. It is not. Don't use those words. Don't tell people that lie. This is a hostile takeover. That's what it is. And until you come to the table and make me welcome and all my friends, don't tell nobody else that. Because it's not. We want to come to the table. It would have been nice if somebody would have called us before they start building. You know what I'm saying? Nobody seen nobody in the neighborhood that was worthy to say, we'll bring those people in. There's been closed meetings. There's things going on. Decisions being made. This is not modern day slavery, y'all. For real. It's got to stop. Quit making decisions for me and other people. They get out every day and go hit the bricks just like you all do. That have family members that are on drugs just like you all do. That have family members that are alcoholics just like you all do. That have family members that are bipolar, that are depressed, that are whatever. Because we all share in this across the board. Across the board. So what we need to do as a people, come to the table, let's sit down. But let's divide this land up equally. Because y'all know this ain't equal. Ain't nothing equal about how everybody living right now. Yeah, you got 7 figures, yeah, you living. And you okay in Over the Rhine. I got my $8. And I got God. And I know He gonna keep me on the spot. Because He bigger than all of this. But I'm just asking for a meeting. Just a plain old simple meeting. You ain't got to wear your ties. You ain't got to wear your born. You ain't got to wear all that. I can't even name all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just come bring a regular pair of jeans, some everything. And let's sit down, have a cup of coffee. You know? And chew the fat and talk about how we can be better neighbors. how we can come together, how I can see you valuable and you can see me valuable, and how we can make this work. That's when you talk about diversity. But right now we don't have diversity going on. It's a hostile takeover and everybody might as well know it. That's what it was. It was not done in the proper way. Everybody assumed the people here didn't have, that we don't have no essence of life, of wellness, of health. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we would like to be a part of what's going on and accept us where we are, and we accept you where you are, and then we can build together. But to build over top of us and to think that it's okay and that it's all right to take land and do whatever, and you got 421 babies that are always, I think he was going to name the project Rothenberg Row. We get developers that walk in. Mm. They looked real nice, but they spoke to no one. Mm. Then they went to the Over the Rhine meeting and said they wanted to name the project Rothenberg Row. Well, I'm sitting right at the front door and you didn't even speak to me. You didn't even look at our babies or even give them a hello. That's got to stop. We are human. We deserve all of the respect that we can get, and everybody else that come to the table deserve it too. And like I said, I'm not trying to fault nobody, but I'm trying to say open up whatever your belief system is, get real with yourself, take a real hard look in the mirror, because ain't nothing fair about what's going on, ain't no diversity. Quit telling people that it's not diverse. It's very, the scales go like this. And that's not fair for people to tell people, oh, you doing okay. But the people that came in, they here, and I'm down here. With no me, no connection. There is no connection. It's got to change. Connect with me. Connect with the people that I know. Connect with the neighborhood. Connect with the people. Talk to the babies. The babies feel really left out. Do they really want to go in the little shops? Do the neighbors want? I don't want to go in no shop. Well, I'm going to spend my money when I got to have me a little couple of pennies in a hole, and if they decide to sell my building. You ain't getting my, I'm not buying donuts and wine and everything else. I'm not doing it. You come in and make people at a deficit with no real footing, and it's not right. It's not right. And please quit telling people about diversity. Let's make diversity. That's what's missing out of this path. Let's make diversity. But it doesn't exist today as we sit here and we know that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Wilkins.
All righty.